Hello and welcome to another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth, in a podcast reply to Mulberry and Benevolent Heretic and all the others that have replied to this thread. I'm glad you're here, glad you're talking about it. I'm going to actually keep recording here and change windows and try to go down the line here to make sure everybody's included and I don't miss anything. So where I'm going to start is on page 2. I'm actually got the window open and I'm going to try to reply in kind to everybody's post here so that nobody feels left out, in particularly here Benevolent Heretic, and I apologize if you've felt that way. Certainly not my intention. I'm encouraging everybody to respond to this and listen to these podcasts and for God's sakes get out your mic and your sound card and join in the fun, because this is certainly a lot of fun and gives a whole new angle to posting. Because, you know, as so many others have said, like Skeptic and Magic and stuff, you know, you get to hear somebody's actual voice, and it really brings a whole nother angle on how you perceive somebody's post. So, all right, let's see if I can start this here. Page 2 with Benevolent Heretic's first reply. Let's see, Benevolent, you said, you quoted me on Come On People, Wake Up, This Is Not Okay. And you said, I think it's not okay with you, and that's perfectly fine, but it's okay with me. So there's no universally okay on this subject in your opinion. Well, as a comment on that, what I'm trying to bring this down to is one, to stay specific with this particular issue, and not, because we all know it's very complicated, it's multifaceted, there's many other things that can be discussed on this, like, you know, immigration and whether to give licenses to illegals and, you know, all this stuff. But, you know, I'm trying to keep this kind of focused on this one subject because, you know, as you guys have said, I think it's important. And I think what I'm really after here overall is to try to find out where the line in the sand is, Benevolent. That's what I'm after with this, is where's the line in the sand? This is okay with you? Okay. Well, let's say you're living in this neighborhood and you've bought a house and everything, and you're invested, you know, you've spent your life working on this, and all of a sudden, the Mexican community completely closes around you to the point of where you rarely see English anymore, and you're in your own country. This is okay with you? I mean, that would be okay? Are you going to all of a sudden learn how to speak Spanish or whatever other language it is? As an analogy for anybody else in a different country that might be listening to this, is that okay with you? So that's okay that you'd end up having to speak Spanish in your own country because, you know, Spanish people moved in and they took over your neighborhood to the point where you're forced to, you know, learn their language and subsist and live in that environment in your own country. If that's okay with you, you know, then I guess respectfully, pal, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. That's not okay with me. I mean, again, I'm after a line in the sand here. I'm trying to figure out, you know, at what point do you put on the brakes and say, okay, that's enough. You know, is it okay for Americans that have lived here in these neighborhoods to just completely be displaced or forced out because they feel like they're in a foreign country right in their own land? So that, I guess that's about the much as I can say on that point. And then next you said, you quoted me on, this is not about American communities that have sprung up in other countries and the resulting English signs that may have been put up. That's their problem. This is my problem and your problem in our country. Okay. You say it's not a problem for you again. And you went on to mention my time in the Dominican Republic here. I wasn't of age when I was there, and so I really, but I can still address the point. You know, you're saying if you put up a sign outside your window there in English, would you expect the authorities to come and tell you that you have to change it, take it down? That's private property. All right, well, the signs that I originally talked about in my post, they may be privately owned. Hell, I don't know. What I was talking about was a strip mall where a bunch of, you know, businesses are moving in and putting up their signs in Spanish. This is like right on my street corner. And previously it was, you know, up the street somewhat, a couple miles away. And yeah, I know there's a lot of Mexicans here, but geez, this is really, you know, starting to close in on me. And I'm starting to feel like, you know, I'm in a foreign country, you know, right on my own street. And I guess, you know, that's the crux of this matter. That's, you know, how does it make me feel? I don't feel too good about it. But how does it make you feel, Benevolent Herrick? I mean, you know, you said that it's okay, and so I'm asking you, do you think, you know, how far do you, where's your line in the sand, I guess is what I'm getting to. I mean, are you willing to just say, okay, guys, take it all over here, it's yours, I'm going to move out and move out to the country somewhere and, you know, in the middle of redneck America or something to make sure there's no Mexicans there, and I can speak English, that's okay with you? You know, where's the line? That's what I'm after here. Where is the line in the sand? Let me keep reading here on your post. How far do we go? I think Magic made a very good start on defining a demarcation line that I could easily live with. If it's public property, then there should be English signs and directions. If it's privately owned, the proprietor should be able to put up whatever they want as long as it doesn't break the laws of the land. Much the same way Mulberry hadn't thought of how it makes her feel. I think maybe I haven't thought of that. As a function of whether it's okay on private property but not okay on public property. I don't know. I suppose I'm going to have to think on that one a little further, but hey, kudos for making me think. That's what this is all about, right? So, you know, hopefully after this podcast you'll feel a little bit more included. Okay, moving right along down the thread. Magic, I think I replied to him already. He seems to have his own grip on things there. Coming down to We Come in Peace, the next post here. We Come in Peace says, I live in China amongst the expatriates here. Guess which nationality of foreigners complain about the most? Yes, and we're back to the subject of, you know, the comparison of how Americans act in foreign countries versus what they expect here. And, you know, I see your point, We Come in Peace, of course. I think I've already addressed that in the previous podcast. It depends on which American you talk to. And again, that gets into stereotypicalization. You know, I don't try to stereotype people as much as I possibly can because, hey, everybody's an individual, and I live by that rule. And that includes the races as well. So I understand your point, but it still doesn't necessarily address my direct point. You're talking about attitudes of whether they should have, well, I guess it kind of does address my point, I'm sorry, in a roundabout way. I'm thinking out loud here, folks. Sorry, this is an unscripted podcast, and I'm just trying to make some sense of this. It seems that many Westerners have the attitude. Okay, well, again, I say We Come in Peace. Depends on who you talk to. I've stated, again, I'm not the type of person that if I went to a foreign country, I would expect them to come about to me and learn my language in order to get along. I fully expect to learn their language. And because I have chosen to go there. And, you know, again, I'll try to make the point that I think it's just fair that, you know, when people come here, they learn how to speak the language. And, you know, moving on to the next post, Mulberry, let's see, I think I'm replying to you now, which I'll get to you in a second. But moving down the line here, I think Fairyland had an interesting post that either he or she agrees that they should try to, you know, speak the language there when they get to a foreign country. And Fairyland has mentioned that they picked up on the language quickly in only a few weeks. Okay, bingo. It's so interesting how different situations can breed different results with this. Let's take two scenarios here. An American that arrives in the Dominican Republic, let's say, just as an example, a Spanish-speaking country, and embeds himself in the middle of a little American community down there. Well, okay, great. It's real easy to, you know, subsist, live in English, and talk to people in English because you're in your own little mini-city there. But are you really making an effort to integrate into the Spanish community in that scenario? In my opinion, not as much. I won't say no, but I'll say not as much as you would if you immersed yourself in a completely Spanish-speaking situation, as scenario two down there. Look what happens. In a few weeks, you're forced to learn the language. And I was, and I suppose maybe that's where part of the basis of my opinion is coming from, but not really. The basis for my opinion that we should have a line in the sand here somewhere with foreign language signs in our own country is... you know, that's pretty much what it is, man. I think there should be a line in the sand, and it does bother me. And obviously, you know, maybe with you, Benevolent, it would be okay for just, you know, signs just keep coming up and up to where there's hardly any English anymore, and you want to subsist and live in that environment, then, you know, hey, I don't quite understand your opinion, but, well, I don't know what your individual situation is, but I'd be curious to talk to you about that. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit on a post since you don't want a podcast. You know, where you're from, did you grow up here, are you originally American, have you been to other countries? You know, all these things can affect this kind of opinion. Anyway, again, there's a lot of things here that are getting away from the point, but, okay, Nickleby asks, what does illegality have to do with foreign signs? I think those two topics are very different, and yeah, they are, but again, this all comes down to Americans versus the incoming and how far we should go in letting immigrants establish their customs and traditions and language here. That's, you know, what this is about. And I guess that's not what I'm getting any real clear answers on, and I imagine so because it's not a very clear subject. There's a lot of gray areas. And so this is what the whole topic's about. I'm really trying to establish some lines in the sand here as how far do we go. And on Nickleby's post, of course I have. And I love Chinese food, too. You know, the question or not whether it's okay or not remains another issue. And remember, there are laws against this that aren't being enforced. Anyway, let's see. Moving on to, I guess that's pronounced Zeiser. He sets the record straight, pointing out that, you know, the most spoken language in the planet is 885 million people, Mandarin Chinese. Well, that kind of makes sense because there's more of them than just about anybody else on the planet. Spanish, 332 million people, with English at 322 million, and Arabic at 235 million. It's an interesting side point, Zeiser. Thank you for that. Again, kind of sidesteps the original point and intention of the thread a little bit, but hey, I appreciate the additional info there. I don't think that has any bearing on whether or not a person in a given country should feel okay when basically they're invaded by a host of another nation. So that's my point on that, I guess. All right, moving down to Mulberry. Mulberry, thanks for that podcast. you're basically keeping me going, making other podcasts, because as long as people are replying with podcasts, I'm going to try to reply with a podcast in kind. I think it's a good thing. It takes a little while to do these things, and I appreciate the effort. I guess I found out from you, Mulberry, your feelings on at least one aspect of this with the Irish pubs and the franchises and, you know, seeing a little bit of your Australian heritage being invaded, so to speak. You know, you're used to those Australian pubs with a certain way of doing things, and then in come the Irish and the English, and, you know, whoa, now you got a different set of pubs, and you know, if their prices are better, you know, they're going to kill the competition, which is your Australian pubs. And yeah, I guess I got what I needed out of you, Mulberry. It kind of hurts, doesn't it? I mean, there's a point where I think we need to draw the line. Again, I'll say it again. Moving right on down the line, back to Benevolent Heretic here. pretty funny, Benevolent there. Tick, 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 is this thing going on? It kind of cracked me up. Again, sorry, man, if I made you feel, or if it was my fault to make you feel not included here, but I'm certainly reading your responses and trying to make some sense out of this all. You know, if you're enjoying the conversation, well, me too. I think this is very cool. And again, I'm going to make an appeal to all you people typing instead of talking. If you need any help getting your system up or a sound card or anything, hey, you to you me, I'll be more than happy to set you up. This is really actually pretty very easy. You go on to say, Benevolent, I live in a highly Hispanic populated area, and Mexican culture is important here. Okay, Mexican culture is important there. I'd like to know where it is you live exactly, Benevolent, and because I'm curious at your opinions here. In fact, you're almost even going to the other side, saying that a cheap imitation of Mexican culture, you know, that people, I guess what you're trying to say is if, hey, you're going to have the culture, at least make it authentic. And I understand that point, but I'm still reading here. The people won't take the time to really find out what's real. Okay, I'm still reading. Sorry. I know this is boring for you people listening, but I'm really trying to address every single post in this thread. Okay, well, after reading your whole reply there, Benevolent, I don't really think there's a whole lot more I have to say. I'm glad, though, that you're at least open to the opinions of other people on the matter. And I think in closing with you, Benevolent, I would say I'm surprised. I'm surprised, and again, I'll ask you the question, where's your line in the sand? Would it be okay one day to wake up and just have not any English anymore and you be forced to learn Spanish in your own country? That's where I think, you know, you and I may differ, and we'll just have to agree to disagree on that. But as an American growing up in this country and partly out of the country, one of the things I learned that there's a distinction, there's a reason there's borders between countries. There's a reason why Mexicans are over there, Spanish are over there, Vietnamese are way over there on the other side of the planet, as well as the Chinese and the you know, I mean, how far does this all integrate? You know, should all the cultures just be meshed and mingled into one, and just a whole new, you know, race of a bunch of cultures, you know, 500 years from now end up being just everything mixed together? I mean, come on, man. If Chinese food's going to start to taste American, you know, I don't think it would be too Chinese anymore. And if American pizza is going to start to have noodles on it, you know, you know what I'm saying? I'm really just after a line in the sand here. How far do we go? Okay, we come in peace. I think you pretty much summed it up. I tried to apologize to Benevolent there for making him feel left out of the thread, maybe. Anyway, I hope I've at least addressed the issues with each of the posters here and each individual post. I thank you all very much again for weighing in on this, and I will appeal to you again to really try to get that microphone out and plug it into your sound card, get a little recording program, and do this, because it's lots of fun. Gives you a whole new perspective on you know, what somebody may be posting. What, more importantly, it's not the words, it's the feelings. We're human. And the feeling that you transfer from you to me probably is maybe worth as much or more as the actual words you say. Anyway, this is True American signing out. Thanks all again. Another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. Y'all have a great day.